I wanted to see who or who wouldn't want to go and tour some different jail facilities that have been built around the radius area. See what we can or can't come up with. I've had Larry Robinson out in Bismarck hitting pretty hard to try to find something as far as some type of funding for us. As far as grants, there's very few and far between what is out there as we speak. We've checked with Rural Development Corporation as far as being able to fund the project. They would fund it. Bank of North Dakota would help fund it. And I've got to talk to some banks in town locally to see if they'd be willing to partner up with the Bank of North Dakota and go that route. So nothing is set in stone as far as what we are or aren't going to do, but we got to keep moving forward. The way it is right now, I'm guessing the majority of you sitting out there do know that we got inspected about a year and a half ago and got told that you either have to try and do something with the jail you have, which we did have an architect come in and do that, and the cost of it was $3.5 million approximately, and that wasn't even addressing anything with the safety portion or with the cell blocks.
That was just the offices.
And
kitchen.
So we thought, well, let's venture out and see what else there would be as far as building at a different location. The location that was out here, we kind of kicked around as far as if we would or wouldn't build there. And from what we've gotten back feedback wise from basically the general public that has ever spoke up, does not think that we should build in the same location. Plus, there wouldn't be enough room wise if we did go a joint law enforcement.